Hi, it's Karen Webster, and welcome to the Payments.com podcast series on merchant fraud. With me today is Saurabh Kothari, the Director of Merchant Advocacy at Signifyd. Saurabh, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is exciting.
I love our series. It's so interesting. And what's so interesting about our series is that you always tell me great stories. I'm a storyteller, but you have stories that are much more exciting. So tell me the story, tell us the story about how stolen goods are being recovered up north. And by up north, I don't mean Boston, I mean Canada.
Yes, let's go all the way up north. And this is, I think, one of the better stories. And fraud stories aren't for everyone. Some people are just completely afraid when they hear these things. But for others that manage risk more regularly, these are the kind of stories you live for. So let me get into it. So this story takes place in Canada a few years ago, where a private investigator, yes, a genuine PI, so this is that kind of story, has been hired by a furniture manufacturer to chase down this systematic theft of millions of dollars of furniture.
Wow.
So this is a sophisticated fraud ring, international operation, not, you know, a guy in his basement. So the PI does her due diligence. You know, they're very creative, right, private investigators. She starts searching through ads for quality furniture at a discount. That would be a good place to start. Mm-hmm. But specifically, she's looking for office furniture. So she poses as a buyer for a company that's moving offices. The prime situation in which you need to buy a lot of furniture, mm-hmm. It needs to be high quality, but you're not terribly picky because you just know what you need. You're not going to go after every specific color.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs a good amount of furniture. She needs a good deal. And she lands it. She manages to connect with somebody that's advertising what seems to be unrealistic prices, follows through, shows up, and she finds herself, the private investigator, in one of multiple warehouses. She drove by the other one, getting to this one, that's owned by these fraudsters. They're housing millions of dollars of stolen furniture.
Wow.
Just sitting there. Waiting to be sold online over time. It's not in a rush. They're selling them slowly over years. There's millions of it, and it doesn't go bad. So she confirms everything. She snoops around a little, gets approached by, as she called them, some large angry men at one of the other warehouses. So she exits. But then she does the right thing. She calls it in. The goods get recovered. And just to give you an idea of the scale of this recovery, her fee alone was upwards of $1 million.
Wow.
Just her fee.
Wow.
And that's how they got their goods back. This is what this one company had to do to get their stolen furniture back.
So where were these fraudsters getting the furniture? Help us understand that piece of the puzzle. How were they perpetrating the fraud?
So what's happening in the furniture category, and we can talk about some of the other ones that are related in just a minute, but in furniture, what's actually happening is that it's getting far more sophisticated, right? Furniture is not an easy thing to steal, to move, and to resell. So what you're having is you are seeing, and it's all over the place, up and down, account takeover fraud. So if I've already got access to somebody's account who's bought furniture successfully, then the merchant is much more likely to ship the next piece of furniture because it's not a new account. So they know they can deliver there. They know they're going to ship it on time. They know they're going to get paid, or at least they think. So that is ideal for fraudsters. So you see account furniture going up and down, and even account furniture rising in smaller furniture orders between 100 and 500, which is very difficult for merchants to catch at that level. It won't even set off many of their flags. But the bulk of fraud in furniture is still what we call good old-fashioned stolen financials.
Mm-hmm.
Credit cards being used, addresses being matched, and then mid-shipment, fraudsters are calling in saying, my house is being, you know, fumigated, whatever, can you deliver it there? When they say there, that's their drop site.
Got it. So you're telling me that the incidences of ordering furniture online is increasing, therefore fraud is increasing. I always thought that furniture was the kind of stuff that you actually still went to the physical store to buy.
This is one of the last sort of strongholds of brick and mortar behavior. 70%, estimated 70% of retailers who sell furniture aren't selling online, which in most industries is unheard of.
Right.
But so that actually, though, I want to flip that. Think of the growth potential. Because a lot of people are buying online, and if they're not buying, they're researching and comparing online, and they may buy online if that's the best deal they find.
Mm-hmm.
So if 70% of the market is still to move online, there's tremendous growth. Some analysts are saying this could be the most promising sector for e-commerce growth over the next 5 years because of how much is still not online.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, and there are now new technologies like augmented reality that a lot of providers are making available to consumers so they can actually see furniture in their home. Therefore, they can place the order, therefore encouraging more online activity and therefore seeding the fraudster's playground in that particular segment, I would imagine.
Exactly. Can I tell you a story about augmented reality?
Oh, please. Oh, please. I love your stories, as I said at the top of the interview.
So this one is one where I can actually name a merchant. And we've been trying to work in as many stories as we can where we can actually name merchants so people can look this up and see how this is happening. So one of our merchants in Southern California and growing pretty rapidly is Jerome's Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a family business, but they've grown dramatically. And their big thing is they don't do seasonal sales or last-minute promotions. They offer the best price all year round, every store and online. It's just the same one best price, and they just don't do gimmicks. But the reason I bring them up is that they do offer, even though most of their sales are happening in store, they're offering their customers augmented reality so that they can select the furniture from their vast catalog and they can place it in their home visually. And then, like you said, they can say, yes, that's the one I want. I want to pick it up from one of these stores. That's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's making the in-store purchase seamless. But to your point, Karen, for Jerome, that purchase actually started online because of technology that they're offering for buying as opposed to a different in-store experience. It's just one of the merchants I can talk about that's doing that right.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. And I'm excited for the possibility because I've tried some of these things myself. It still, I think, has a way to go to get perfect, but it's a very, very interesting use case for technology and home furnishings. But I want to move to another type of fraud. We're dealing with furniture, home appliances, and home improvements in this conversation. And appliances is, I don't know, maybe a head scratcher, maybe not. Yes, we've been buying appliances online for a long time. I actually bought washer and dryer online because why not? Why not have someone else struggle with getting it to the house and delivered and all that good stuff? You know, toasters, those kinds of things seem obvious. Are there other types of appliances that are being sold online and therefore magnets for fraud?
Yes. And this is, and again, you know, this is a dual story with appliances since we're moving to that section. I mean, you know, this year, H.H. Gregg filed for bankruptcy.
Yep.
Right? Major retailer appliances gone. And Sears, which once owned the appliance sector, almost the entire sector, they're reporting disastrous sales along with extensive store closures. So that's what's happening in brick and mortar. But for appliances, both the ones that you mentioned, and I'll get into one that's a little different, it's actually a really good time. There's sort of a replacement cycle
mm-hmm.
that's happening because of the boom in sales between 2004 and 2006. This is the time now where people are looking
mm-hmm.
for new appliances, like you said, Karen, and they're shopping online. And many buyers are aspirational. They're looking at smart features and innovations in appliances.
Yep.
And for a good deal, they'll buy it because they do want to replace the appliances they have.
Mm-hmm.
So good time for online, not a great time for in-store. So I'm actually going to tell you a story, another true story, about one of our merchants. They sell exclusively online, and this is an appliance that very few people have heard of. So this is a couple. They've launched over 100 products, but this is one that is really taking off. It's called the Chili Pad.
The Chili Pad.
It's this chili pad.
Okay.
I know, it sounds like something you would eat. No,
yeah.
It's not something to eat. So it's not in the kitchen, it's in the bedroom. It's this super thin, super soft pad that goes on top of your bed. And this has been developed, you know, over the years scientifically. So it's revolutionary for those people who sleep hot or cold, who have chronic pain, who wake up either at night or in the morning in pain, especially nerve pain when they're sleeping, because the chili pad actually controls your body's core temperature.
Interesting. Interesting.
So if you wake up, yeah, and you're sweating or you wake up and your feet are always, for example, cold, or your head are cold, these are normal problems for a lot of people, then this eliminates that. So you just get to sleep through the night. And after a few nights, people feel dramatically different because they've suffered for years. And what really surprised us, you know, as I was doing research on this merchant, is that when you read the customer testimonial, because you have to for a product like this, right? It sounds too good to be true. Mm-hmm. When you read the testimonials on their site, you realize many of them are written by physicians.
Hmm, interesting.
So, yeah, this is almost therapeutic, right? This is an appliance that's actually changing people's lives from a sleep perspective. And this was certainly a merchant who, because it's so one of a kind, it's unique, they were getting hit with fraud from everywhere, international and domestic, because people want the chili pad to sell it at almost full price. You don't even have to really discount it, because wherever you introduce it, you're going to find people or attract people that have a problem sleeping. So this was one of those I wanted to just bring up, is appliances is a very broad category. This is something you don't really think of as an appliance, but here's a company growing, selling in this sector.
So two questions on that. You mentioned international, overseas. I want you to hit that for a minute. But you also mentioned that this is the type of unique appliance that fraudsters could sell at almost full price. You know, it doesn't really matter to fraudsters what they sell their stolen goods for, because it's all pure profit for those guys. But getting a full price, you know, gig is certainly a prize. Is that really what they're looking to do? Is steal appliances that are unique like this, where they can actually get close to full price when they're reselling?
So there's two things that manufacturers and brands do that unfortunately really help fraudsters when it comes to appliances and any product with embedded technology. The first is innovation. Every good manufacturer, every good brand is going to innovate their product. They're not going to wait on the customer to tell them to do that. They're going to do that to have a leading position in the market. That innovation is often backed by the second, which is marketing. Mm-hmm. They market, and they market really well. They target, especially with Google Ads and other advertising and the targeting techniques that really drive demand for their product and their brand with their target customers. So for fraudsters, both these things really help, because if they can get the latest innovations and appliances, and they're right there with a fake Amazon store or fake eBay store when the customer is looking for the best deal, the brand and the manufacturer has done all the work to drive the price up for the sale for that fraudster. So this is one of the reasons that fraudsters look for products that are not only really innovative or unique, like you said, but the ones where the brand is really pushing the marketing, because they're going to help the fraudster sell the stolen goods, unfortunately.
Wow. That's a fascinating anecdote and unfortunate reality for these innovators. But what about the attraction overseas? And I'm thinking about fraud in Asia and South Asia. What's the story there?
So I, Karen, you know, I'm an Indian who grew up in Hong Kong, right next door to China. So I'm always looking at the other side of the world for comparison and reference data. So by comparison, last year, right, the U.S. consumers spent $4 billion in online appliances. Mm-hmm. That's already an almost 40% increase from the previous year, but it's still not getting to the levels you're seeing in Asia. So in Vietnam, let's go there. Vietnam showed the most growth globally for online retailers, who, by the way, will discount online appliance sales because they really want to get around the in-store hassles of restocking their own stores. It's better just to ship directly to the consumer, since delivery is already a challenge in a lot of parts of Vietnam.
Yep.
The second market is India. So India has a similar situation where they're discounting online sales of appliances because, again, I'd rather not take it to the store. So this is This is, I mean, in India, you can buy it for 15 or 20% less if you don't buy it in store. I mean, they're just being really upfront and competitive about the pricing. Is, hey, if you don't make us haul it to the store, if you know what you want, you're like Karen, you want this washer and this dryer, you buy it directly, we'll give you a great deal because we'd rather just ship it and get it to you directly. And then the last one we have to mention, if we talk about growth in Asia, is China.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So China, over the last 5 years, 37% growth.
Wow.
In online appliance sales. I really don't know where to tell you in Asia that this is not growing.
Right.
So, I mean, for me, for especially merchants based in Europe or in America that sell appliances, what I'm really saying with the stats from Asia is, why are you refusing or declining orders from Asian buyers?
Right.
Because you're worried about fraud. I'm sorry, but I know it's a little self-serving. But that really, for us, that's an opportunity missed. You should be accepting those orders and shipping those appliance goods because the demand is there.
Got it. So the message is, just because orders are originating from countries like Vietnam and India and China doesn't necessarily mean they're fraudulent orders. That's the point.
Yes, there's genuinely explosive growth coming out of, well, maybe explosive is not a good word to use with appliances, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The business, the demand is there. You've got to get the protections. You can accept those orders.
Got it.
Yes.
So let's move on to the last category in this segment, home improvement. I know this will come as a real shock to you, Sora, but I'm not exactly the kind of gal that puts on my work gloves and starts tearing down walls, although a hammer to a wall every now and then can be very therapeutic, speaking of therapeutics. But I do understand that home improvement is a category that is certainly growing online, as all the statistics show, in the billions of dollars. So obviously, where there's billions of dollars of opportunity in sales, there are fraudsters looking to take their piece of the action. So what are they actually stealing that's worth their while? I mean, certainly not those little nail kits that I use for picture hanging.
So that is a good question. I'm glad you mentioned nails. For a second, I was concerned, Karen, because you were talking about, you know, therapy with a hammer to the wall. I was wondering if there was a nail in between. But I'm glad you mentioned that there is a nail and you're doing this productively, right? You're hanging up pictures.
I am. It's all in the grand scheme of home decorating.
Right. So do it yourself is not just, you know, it's not just a huge market. Home improvement is not just a huge market, you know, with tremendous 40% plus growth, you know, 10 billion plus in the US already. It's also a generational thing. So you'll see, you know, with traditional retailers that are in this market, leaders in this market, they're seeing tons of what's called click and collect.
Mm-hmm.
People are actually doing all the research. They don't want to roam the aisle. This is not what the younger generation is excited about when it comes to home improvement. They want to do all their research, look at the features, look at the videos online, order it. I'll pick it up at the store nearest me, you know, because, and especially for higher value orders, I don't want that stuff stolen from my front porch. So millennials and Gen X is definitely driving this, mm-hmm. but there's also a good amount of online buying that's coming from baby boomers in home improvement. So what is it, right? Where is the fraud coming from? There's a bit of difference here between what's really being stolen and what's growing. The fastest growing segment for home improvement, the data shows, is plumbing, fittings, pipes,
really?
Light bulbs.
Really?
Yep. Ceiling fans, everyone's replacing their light bulbs. Why wouldn't you, given the low energy options that are available? And ceiling fans making a comeback. Yeah, I know people don't really think about it, but go ahead, Karen.
I don't know, Sora. Ceiling fans, really? I mean, you had me at light bulbs. You have to sell a lot of light bulbs to make it worth the fraudster's while.
So there are many stories about millions of stolen light bulbs, but I'm actually going to get into what is really a hot sector for fraud, which is a power tool.
Oh, yeah.
So for power tool buy, and I mean, I'm sorry, but the data here is really not good. I one example I'll throw out is that between the $100 to $500 range, which is exactly where a lot of these orders will fall, furniture, appliances, and home improvement actually has the highest average chargeback amount, higher than jewelry or consumer electronics in this range, and it's gone up. It was already the highest at 288, and now it's at 336, the average chargeback in this category. But let's talk about the product. So another merchant, true story, that sells power tools, and just before I get into their story, let's admit it. For people that buy power tools, they already have too many. But at the same time, they are really excited about the innovations that come out because they see the time and the safety that they're getting by buying the next version of a tool they have for that project, you know, or repair. It's just one of those things. People keep buying power tools. So our merchant, Ohio Power Tool, which, as you could guess, you know, sells power tools, many of their customers, they're in a rather tricky situation when it comes to fraud, because a lot of their customers are actually on a job site, small or big. So when they place an order, and this could be a sizable order because it's a job site, they need a bunch of different things, and some of it very specialized, the job site is not going to match the billing address, not by a long shot. And if you Google the address, and as a lot of merchants do, you look at the address, you might not even see a house there. The job may not even be complete. So this is really tricky for Ohio Power Tool. And this is, you know, one of the reasons that they have come to us and you know, we've been able to help them a lot is because we've got all that prior history, right? The one thing that Ohio Power Tool didn't want to do, what that was really frustrating them, which is what a lot of power tool merchants are frustrated with, is turning down orders, turning away good customers because the order doesn't look good in the online transaction. And that's where, you know, having a provider or having ourselves like Signified, you know, protecting you, but also having that data from 5,000 merchants, that's a benefit because we've probably seen that customer before. There's a very high likelihood actually that we've seen them. So that allows Ohio Power Tool to sell the higher end power tool, you know, what they're known for, give that high quality service, and not worry about that fraud. If you're unprotected because you sell power tools and because your goods are in so much demand from well-known brands, there's a tendency to decline more orders than you have to so that you avoid fraud losses. That's unfortunately driving losses in this sector.
It's interesting that the thread that I've picked up that runs through each of your stories about furniture, appliances, and home improvement is that the nature of online and the use cases for furniture, your story about office furniture and appliances, unique appliances that are in high demand, and appliances that are just in high demand in growing economies like those in Asia, and now the power tool example, with orders that come in from good customers that are on unfamiliar sites because that's where they're doing their work, is that you really do have to understand the nature of how online is changing, how these various buyers accommodate use cases that are legitimate but may not look it on first glance. So it really does require a nuanced look at what lies beneath.
And especially given the growth, Karen, that you're seeing across these segments, and not just for this year and next year, but for years to come in online sales, the more data, you know, the machine learning, the guaranteed protection, these are all things that we just think are going to become normal because I think most merchants in these categories are just done losing money to fraud. It's just not something they want to worry about anymore when there's so much opportunity, you know, for furniture, appliances, and home improvement.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. As you and I have chatted many times before, merchants want to do what merchants do best, which is sell product, and anything that they can eliminate, like managing fraud, which is getting only more complicated, they should be doing. And you guys do a good job of helping merchants get through that. Sorab, I love your stories. Thanks so much for the great ones on this segment of our podcast series about fraud in furniture, appliances, and home improvement. Thank you.